KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for high school basketball here on KJAN, live from right here in Atlantic. Here's KJAN's Jim Field and Chris Parks.
All right, thank you very much, John. We are here tonight at Atlantic High School getting set for high school basketball here this evening as the Atlantic Trojans get set to take on the Creston Panthers here in high school basketball action. Both teams out there on the floor getting themselves warmed up. Big night here at Atlantic High School. It's senior night. It's also the first night of, maybe the last night of conference basketball standings. If Atlantic can win, they claim the outright conference championship here in the Boys Hawkeye 10 Conference, so it's definitely a big game here between these two teams. If Creston were to somehow pull off the victory here tonight, I say somehow, they very well could. They're a very tough team, and they could clinch a share of the conference crown. They have one more game left next week against Harlan, so that's another tough one. So we have a very tough matchup here tonight between these two teams, and they both have a lot to play for here as we head down the stretch run. Of course, the postseason right around the corner for these two teams as well, but you know, Atlantic, definitely one of those team goals here for this squad to try to pick up a conference championship, and that's what they'll be doing here this evening as they prepare for this tough game against the Creston Panthers. And Chris Parks alongside Jim Field with you here tonight at Atlantic High School. And as I mentioned, both teams are out there on the floor getting themselves warmed up. We're still maybe about 13, 14 minutes or so here from tip-off tonight, but we wanted to get you started a little early here this evening and talk a little bit more about this one because it will be a fun game. And, of course, we already mentioned there the big implications that this one has as well with that conference championship on the line. And, you know, a great matchup because these two teams very well could meet here in just a couple of weeks down the road here with the postseason getting underway because they are on the same side of their own regional bracket as well. So they both want to go out there and give it their best effort tonight.
Oh, absolutely. These two teams played earlier this year in a tough ball game down in Creston. That was a game won by the Trojans 47-40, and it was a game where Atlantic found themselves behind early. They're down 12-4 at the end of the first quarter, had to rally back and did it again largely with a great defensive effort. These two teams are both ones that have had some pretty good winning streaks going. Creston won 9 in a row to start the season before they stumbled twice in a row. They lost that game to Atlantic and then turned around immediately and lost a 2-point game to Kemper Catholic, but they've won 8 in a row since here on the season. For Atlantic, the Trojans started out the year with three quick victories before losing to Kemper. Since that time, they've run off 15 in a row and have put together a pretty impressive stretch of close ball games where they've struggled at times offensively, but defense has kept them in it. And sometimes the games are always interesting. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, the games when the shots don't fall down, they rely on that defense quite a bit to get themselves keep in ball games, and they're able to then pull off victories as a result of that defense sometimes because they're able to force so many turnovers against some of these tougher teams here in the conference. We saw that earlier this year in a game at Harlan where they were down big at halftime, really rallied to get some turnovers in that one and get the victory. So, they're a team that can definitely rely on that defense when they need to keep them around if they're having a tough night shooting.
Well, and we kind of joked about it earlier today when folks around town were talking about this, that you know the thing about Atlantic is they can fall behind in games, but rallying back is never that big a problem because, quite frankly, you get Chad Christensen maybe to knock down a couple of threes from outside. Sam Markham maybe steals a couple of balls, runs the floor for layups. Dalton Franken hits a couple of fadeaway jump shots. You're looking 14, 16 quick points. You're never out of a ball game the way these guys play defense and can turn around the offense in such a hurry. But, you know, Creston's another team that can do a lot of those same things. They're very athletic as well. They're a rough basketball team. They will shoot the three, sometimes maybe a little too much. That might be their fault at times as they fall in love with that three-point shot. But they're a team that also has some size and can compete inside.
Yeah, they are. And I think that's what makes it so much fun to watch these two teams play is they are very similar. They both have, you know, athletic-type players. They're not a team that's going to lumber up and down the floor. They both like to get out and move it around. They've got a lot of athletic guys that can move around. And as you mentioned, they can take those outside shots as well. They've got a couple of players that are shooting very good percentages on the year from the outside that Atlantic will have to keep track of here tonight. So, yeah, same for them. They can turn around and score points in a hurry as well.
You bet. Well, we talked about that the earlier game, Atlantic beating Creston 47-40, rallying back on the road at Creston. We'll take a closer look at that ball game here. When we come back, we'll take a break. We're just about a dozen minutes away from the opening tap of this one here tonight. A nice crowd filing into the Atlantic High School gymnasium, but I guarantee you there's plenty of room for plenty more yet here, too, if you're looking for something to do on the cheap tonight. Remember, it only costs $5 to get in the door. Where else are you going to go and get good entertainment for $5, huh?
Yeah, not very many places, and yeah. This will be a fun one. You'll get your money's worth tonight.
Absolutely. So two teams on the floor getting loose. We'll take a break and be back with more for you in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon, is your full-line pharmacy with a complete supply of vitamins. To find out how to save money on your next prescription, stop by Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. With Farmers Insurance, you get a local, professional agent in Dave Jones who can help you with your auto, home, life, and small business needs, and helping you simplify your life, and who can offer you a broad array of coverage discounts. America's Best Value Inn. They've added an extended stay suites at their location at the junction of Highway 71 and Interstate 80, just 5 short miles from Atlantic. Also be sure to ask them about the Atlantic special rates. And check out their new extended stay suites. That's America's Best Value Inn.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium, the site of tonight's, well, let's just face it, Hawkeye 10 Conference Championship game. Atlantic wins, they are the undisputed Hawkeye 10 Conference Champions. If Creston wins, they would guarantee themselves at least a share of the title. They have a game left on the road Tuesday night at Harlan. This is Atlantic's swan song of the 2012-13 regular Hawkeye 10 Conference season. They do have one regular season game left. It's a non-conference tilt against Abraham Lincoln coming up on Tuesday night. Two teams on the floor getting loose here. We mentioned earlier a 47-40 victory earlier this year for Atlantic on the road at Creston. It wasn't easy. They were down 12-4 early, but once again, defense keeps them in ball games. And boy, it was a fun ball game to watch. It was a very intense contest.
Yeah, it really was. Both teams were getting after it pretty intensely that night. The crowd was nice down there as well for that one. And by the end of the game, boy, I think it was about 90 degrees inside that gymnasium. It got pretty warm too with all the intensity, and two teams really slugged it out pretty well. And Sam Markham, a guy that made his impact known in that one, as he scored 15 points to lead the way for Atlantic in that victory, and had 10 total rebounds as well. So a guy that did a little bit of everything that night for Atlantic to help him get the win. Chad Christensen also had 11. Dalton Franken scored 15 that night. So had the big three kind of really stepping up and getting the points scored when they needed to in that one. It was not a high-scoring game by any means, but they got the points when they needed to down the stretch to win that one.
Yeah, and a fun game to watch, but it was a harrowing game if you're an Atlantic fan, because things didn't look good early on. And, you know, Creston's got the ability to turn around and run you right out of the gymnasium as well. I mean, they are a very talented basketball team, as they've showed throughout the year, coming in with a 17-2 overall mark on the season. But, you know, they seem to go cold from the outside later on in the basketball game. And I mentioned earlier, sometimes their fault would be that they depend too much on the three-point baskets. And you know, it just kind of seemed like down the stretch they were settling for a lot of shots.
Yeah, it did seem that way, and they kind of got out of their own rhythm offensively in that second half of that game, and really uncharacteristic for both teams out from the outside. Creston was just 4 of 10 from outside in that one, and Atlantic just shot 2 of 10 from the three-point arc in that ball game, so you know, pretty uncharacteristic for both teams. They usually will make a good number more than that each time out, so those weren't falling that night. It got a little physical down inside as well at times, and that's where some of those points had to come. In the tough stretch, Briar Evans was a guy that really played well in that one for Creston. He had 13 points, 7 rebounds in that ball game. Also, 3 steals apiece in that one from Luke Neitzel and Trey Thompson. Thompson also finished with 9 points in that game. So a couple of guys that really stood out there for Creston in that one. But, yeah, the shooting overall just wasn't great for either squad, but it seemed like Atlantic just kind of made those little hustle plays down the stretch that gained them the advantage.
So Atlantic owns one over Creston already this year, 47-40. Now, that's the good news. Now, the other side of that coin is that was not a conference game. When you play in the Hawkeye 10 these days, kind of how it works is they're divided into North and South divisions. When you play anybody in your division, it is a conference game. When you play the opposite division, only one of the games counts toward the conference standings, and Creston is in the South Division, Atlantic's in the North Division. So, consequently, only one of the games counts. The bad news is the one you won earlier this year doesn't count. Now, the good news for Atlantic is this one does. And at home.
Senior night, a point that this team has been building for a long time, so there's going to be no lack of focus here tonight, and it's nice to have the home fans behind you as well.
Oh, and I know the kids are juiced to see a nice crowd in here tonight, too, and they haven't had a lot of home games. They out of the 21 regular season games this year, Atlantic has had 13 road games, only 8 of their games at home, so they haven't had a chance to play in front of home crowds very often, and this will probably be the largest of the year as folks are filing in here yet tonight, and as I said, we were expecting a pretty decent crowd here this evening anyway. We're about 5.5 minutes or so from tip-off here tonight. Let's take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll check starting lineups and get you familiar with these two basketball clubs and their numbers in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Hellgrow, using innovation in seed, chemical, and fertilizer in combination with precision ag technology to help farmers grow their business. Pellgrow in Elkhorn, Atlantic, Oakland, Griswold, Messina, and Stewart.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank. That's what keeps us in the lead. We take good care of you. First rate full service and a style you're sure to like.
El Rancho Grande in Atlantic, the best Mexican food in town. Come enjoy your favorite Mexican or American food with family and friends in a relaxed atmosphere. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays enjoy their drink specials. That's El Rancho Grande, 500 West 7th Street in Atlantic.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you at a increasingly noisy Atlantic High School gymnasium. We expect it to get even noisier here as the evening moves along. Hopefully, if it goes well for Atlantic, it'll get real loud here tonight. Trojans hosting the Creston Panthers tonight in this Hawkeye 10 conference finale for Atlantic this year. Chance to wrap up a second consecutive Hawkeye 10 conference championship with a victory here tonight. Atlantic comes in with a mark of 18-1 overall. They're 11-1 in the Hawkeye 10 conference play, facing a Creston team coached by Billy Hyatt that comes in with a mark of 17-2 overall. They are 10-1 in Hawkeye 10 conference play. Creston will be the road team tonight in their road black uniforms with the white and red lettering and trim. And here's how the Panthers will line things up this evening. It'll be Caleb Thompson, a 6'1 senior out front. He'll be joined by Kanan Summers at 5'11 and a senior. Luke Neitzel is their one of their better athletes, just flat athletes. He's a 6'2" senior. He was quarterback of the football team, a very good one. And he's the quarterback for in large measure of this basketball team as well. He's the guy they oftentimes will look to. Also, he'll be joined out there by Briar Evans, a 6'4 senior, and Colby Taylor, who's a 6'6" senior. A senior-dominated lineup. In fact, we're going to see 10 seniors on the floor to start tonight for these two basketball teams. And Creston has the one advantage is that they're just about an inch or two taller about every position than Atlantic.
Yeah, they got a little bit edge on the size factor, and they'll show that a little bit down low with, well, they showed last game with Briar Evans, one of the guys that did some work down inside getting some rebounds against him, and he'll be one they'll have to really contend with here tonight. He's the third leading scorer on the team as well. He averages 9 points per contest. You've got a couple other guys that lead the way as far as scoring goes, with Colby Taylor and Luke Neitzel averaging 13 and 11 points respectively. They shoot very well as well. Field goal percentage, especially Neitzel's, is pretty impressive for high school these days. 57% he shoots from the field. Also 51% for Trey Thompson, 42% for Taylor. So overall, they shoot 49% from the field as a team, which is a pretty good average, and that's because they'll have a lot of those guys that have a slash to the basket. They do get a lot of those high-percentage shots. They'll step out and take a lot of those threes, too, but overall, they're pretty good at shooting them also because they shoot 40% from outside the arc as a team, and a couple of guys that really do well, Taylor at 44% and Thompson at 42%, and also Jay Wolf at 48%. Than the other two, but as a team, they overall shoot pretty well.
Neitzel's, he's not going to knock a lot of threes down for you, but he's a guy that's going to set up a lot of threes because of his ability to penetrate with the basketball. And he's a strong kid. He's not just diving into the lane. He can move with some authority, too, and he can kick out and knock some guys wide open outside there, too, or just take it to the hole. They're a fun team to watch when you're not playing them.
Yeah, they're tough to take on, and that's for sure. And you mentioned he won't shoot a lot from the outside. He only has taken 9 three-point attempts on the season here so far, so he really won't put it up from out there. As far as other categories go, Neitzel also does a lot of things as far as the hustle plays go. He's got 103 rebounds leading the team, 36 assists as well, 44 steals, a guy that'll really get around the floor. Colby Taylor has 80 rebounds as well. He has 30 steals and 49 assists coming to lead the team from Kanan Summers. As a team, their assist-to-turnover ratio is kind of even up, 196 assists to 157 turnovers. And as far as steals go, they have 169 on the season as a squad.
So those are the Creston Panthers. Let's take a look at the Atlantic Trojans tonight, coached by Steve Blazek. They'll start like this, the usual five. It'll be Sam Markham, a 6'2 senior out front. Chad Christensen will run the point at 6'2 and a senior, one of the leading assist men in not just the conference, but in the state Class 3A. Stuart Hoyg, a 6'2 senior, has had some pretty impressive scoring games here lately. We'll start at one of the swing spots with Dalton Franken at 6'6 and a senior. He's their leading scorer, and Harrison Hoyg anchoring them down low. The undersized post at 6'2 and a senior, but holds his own quite often for the Trojans, and they come in with some pretty well-balanced numbers.
Well, and when you see, you look at the scoring sheet for the season, and you have almost four guys that average double digits scoring-wise, you know you have a good basketball team, and that's what they have. 16 points on the season average for Dalton Franken. Markham comes in averaging 12, Christensen at 11, and Hoyg at 9, and Harrison Hoyg averaging 6. You know any of those guys can step up and lead the charge scoring the basketball. They shoot pretty well also. Dalton Franken shooting 50% from the floor here on the season, 45% for Markham, and 45% as well for Christensen. 44% as a team, so pretty good overall. From the outside, they're a little less efficient, but they do take a little bit more as well than Creston has here on the season. They have averaging 32% from beyond the arc, that category being led by Chad Christensen, who is averaging 35% there from outside. And as far as the other categories go, Dalton Franken, a big leader as far as rebounding goes. He has 172 on the year. Stuart Hoyg, Harrison Hoyg, they do a lot of work as well. They both have over 80 boards on the season. Chad Christensen, you mentioned his great job, the ability to be able to dish out assists. He has 104 assists on the season and 56 steals as well. Sam Markham with 54 steals and 15 blocks on the year. He's a guy that can really do a lot of things defensively. Their assist-to-turnover ratio is very good, 270 to 165, and steals, they have 217 on the season. So they have some advantages in those categories over the Panthers.
Well, as we mentioned early on, the Trojans can do it a lot of different ways. When they're on, they can score a lot of points. But that hasn't always been the case this year. Sometimes those outside shots just don't fall, but they don't panic. They just keep plugging away, but they do play solid defense. And, you know, sometimes with a ball in your hands, things just don't work out for you. But without you, if you don't have the ball in your hands, you can always go out and play hard every time up and down the floor on defense. And the Trojans take a lot of pride in that.
They sure can, and they have a lot of guys, too, that can step up and fill that role, or a couple of guys, at least, that have come in here late in the season and started to fill some of that time to give those guys a break that they've really needed. You look at Jared Folk and Ben Nelson. They've come in and give quality minutes. They're not guys that are going to go out and wow you with how they can score the basketball, but you know, they hustle, they get out there, play good defense, and that's exactly what the Trojans are going to need here tonight, is some good effort from them as well to pick up a victory.
Tom McLaren sitting at the other end of the bench from us here doing the pregame introductions. I'm hoping he doesn't have an aneurysm over there. He's really getting into this. I would expect nothing less from the crowd here tonight. It's a big crowd, and the fans hoping to get their money's worth tonight with the Hawkeye 10 Conference Championship, the biggest crowd the Trojans have played in front of so far this year, and they hope to have many more large crowds as they make their way through the postseason round of basketball, and they're hoping to have an opportunity to play in a state basketball tournament this year, and perhaps the second-ranked Trojans will have a chance to do what everyone would like to do here at the end of the season. Let's listen in now for our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night
And with the national anthem behind us, that means we're about ready to play basketball here tonight. Again, your starting lineups for the Crested Panthers, Caleb Thompson, Colby Taylor, Kanan Summers, Luke Neitzel, and Briar Evans will be the first ones out on the floor for the Panthers. Sam Markham, Chad Christensen, Stuart Hoig, Dalton Franken, and Harrison Hoig will be your starting five for the men in white from Atlantic here this evening as we get ready to tip it off here tonight in this contest. And already I see a difference in the starting lineup. Trey Thompson is on the floor, 6'2 senior, instead of Caleb Thompson. So just a slight change in the starting lineup here tonight. As we're ready to go, two teams in the center circle, Briar Evans and Dalton Franken will jump it up for the two teams as we get to playing basketball here this evening. The ball is in the air, the tap controlled by the Panthers, as they'll have it first. Kanan Summers will bring it across the timeline for Creston as they work the right side as we watch it from here at the broadcast position. Evans out top of the circle with the basketball. He'll leave it off out top now for Neitzel. Neitzel dumps it left side to Colby Taylor. Taylor can get hot in a hurry from the outside if he gets that shot going from the circle. Here to the right side now, Thompson. Trey Thompson with it. Stops top of the circle. Right side again, Neitzel. He'll drive, slash to the basket. In the lane. Shot blocked away by Markham. Ball tapped. It's loose. Over here to the near side. Picked up by Stuart Hoig as the Trojans come away with it. Quick leaping ability of Sam Markham. Flashes again. Trojans basketball. First trip up the floor. Stuart Hoig with it here near side. He's hounded here on the circle by Neitzel. To the baseline he goes. His pass tipped right back to him. Now he leaves it for his brother. Harrison out top to Dalton Franken to leave it for Markham. Now Christensen, everybody's touched the ball in this possession already. Christensen out top, leaves it here for Stuart Hoig. Out top of the circle now, Franken, bounce feed is right, and Markham slashes to the basket, missed the shot. Harrison Hoig, though, there for the rebound and the putback. It's 2-0 Trojans. Up the floor quickly come the Panthers. Neitzel here near side will dump it out top. Thompson with it. He'll leave it up near the center circle for Summers. Now Evans comes out top of the circle, knocked away. Christensen got a hand in there. Markham, now a two-on-one break. Markham takes it himself. The banker good. Sam Markham gets the ball and takes it the other way for the lay-in. And it's 4-0 Trojans. Christensen with the quick hands, knocked the ball away loose. And the Trojans capitalize on the other end. Minute and a half gone. It's 4-0 Atlantic. Thompson, right side now, leaves it here for Summers. Summers pass, tip, knocked away. Christensen dives in front of his bench trying to save it. As he tapped the ball away, it's out of bounds. It'll stay with the Panthers.
Well, no lack of energy here for the Trojans early on in this one. They're really getting after it, and Creston, I think, a little bit surprised at how quickly this one's starting.
Panthers with the ball backcourt as they inbound it. Thompson here to the near side now. Summers out top to Evans. Evans left side. Thompson will grab, turn, fire for three. It's in and out. No good. Rebound by Franken. Stuart Hoig got a hand in his face on the shot attempt. Now Markham to the front court to Franken, top of the key. Crossover into the lane. Stops left side. Elevates. The jumper is no good. Off the rim. Rebounded by Neitzel. Panthers back the other direction now on offense. Thompson out top. Stops on the left side of the circle. He'll bring it back out top. Atlantic in a man-to-man. They've just about exclusively played man-to-man defense all season long. Panthers work a double screen out top. Now they dump it here to the near side to Summers. Out top to Neitzel. Left side it goes. Well off the arc is Colby Taylor. Taylor gets the screen. Tries to work through the double team. It's picked up by Markham. Leaves it here for Thompson. Now Neitzel almost knocked away by Markham. Trojans very good at anticipating those passing lanes. Thompson dumps it low for Evans. He turns, gets free, and banks one up and in. Briar Evans spun around, found himself free under the basket for an easy bucket. 4-2 now. The Panthers with their first points of the ball game. Atlantic with the lead. Markham here left side of the circle with it. Markham on the arc, dumps it out top for Franken. Back here to Markham. Looks at the three, won't take it. Now across to Christensen. Christensen, right side, Stuart Hoig. He'll elevate for three, no good. Rebound down low, tapped and controlled by Summers. Panthers away with it. They'll run to the front court. Quickly up the far side, Neitzel. Pass across is tipped by Stuart Hoig. Picked up by Franken. He'll run the floor. Down the lane, the layup, no good. Rebound is taken away by the Panthers. Up ahead quickly now. Evans here on the right side. Thompson across it goes. Head fake. Colby Taylor flashes the defender by. Now we're going to have an offensive foul on Taylor as he tried to take the ball down the lane and dump off a quick pass, and he landed on top of one of the Trojans, and that's a foul, our first of the ball game.
That's a tough one to take for Creston there because you didn't have to do that. He had a wide-open player. He didn't need to get up in the air and pass that one off.
The Trojans benefit. They have the basketball and a two-point lead. 4.5 left to go in this first quarter. Christensen drives the left side. Has his shot blocked at the rim. Gets the ball back, though, and dumps it to Franken, who banks one up in and off the window down low. 6-2 Trojans. Neitzel front court now. Left side. Crosses over on the dribble into the lane. The fall away from the free throw line. In and out. No good. Stuart Hoy clears the rebound. Atlantic front court. Franken left side. Out top to Markham. Right side Christensen. Hesitates. Drives the left hand. Spins in the lane. Step across. Duck under. Bank shot up and good. Christensen, a spinning move in the lane. And Billy Hyatt wants to talk about it. Timeout Panthers. It's a full timeout with 4:02 to go in the first quarter. Trojans up early. 8-2. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Municipal Utilities, your community-owned electric and water utility. With today's efficient heat pumps, you can maintain your home within 1 degree of the temperature you set on your thermostat. Supply 2.5 times more heat than the energy they use and can last up to 20 years with rebates available. Nelson Farm Supply at 6th and Chatburn in Harlan. Your Gale Farm Equipment Sales and Service Center. When you need something on your farm, you'll find it at Nelson Farm Supply in Harlan. Whetstone Extreme Clean Car Wash, offering the latest in touchless car wash technology, including 3 self-serve bays and 1 automatic bay with dryer. Whetstone Extreme Clean Car Wash, located on West Highway 6 in Atlantic.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Atlantic as the Panthers inbound had the ball stripped away as Markham knocked it loose, and now the Trojans will lose possession as they can't handle the loose ball. The hot potato goes out of bounds, and the Panthers will get it back. Always hands anywhere a pass goes. Now they inbound quickly up the floor. Left side, Neitzel gets it, drives the lane, the bounce feed to Evans underneath in traffic. His fall away up, no good. And the rebound taken down low by Markham. Markham up the floor for Atlantic. Trojans lead it 8-2, 3:45 left in the first quarter. Markham right side to Christensen, who's well off the arc. Out top, Stuart Hoy. He loads up the three from the top of the circle. That's no good. High rebound taken by Evans for Creston. Evans, a nice box out there on Harrison Hoy. Gets it to the front court and a steal. Bad pass by Summers right into the lap of Christensen. He feeds it ahead to Harrison Hoy on the run. His shot blocked, and the ball loose and picked up by the Panthers. Now the Panthers will run the floor the other way. Summers will slow it down when he sees no advantage. He'll leave it for Neitzel, who drives and slices through. The pass across to Evans, and the bank shot good. Nice weak side feed by Luke Neitzel on the drive to the basket.
And that's showing off his quarterbacking skills there, keeping the eyes up to find that open player coming down the lane.
A couple of disappointing trips up the floor here for the Trojans. Franken top of the circle now. He'll elevate and fire one up, and that's good for a two. He was on. He had a toe on the line, so it'll be a two-point basket. It's 10-4 Trojans. 2:50 to go first quarter. Panthers to the front court now. Summers out top, stands in the center circle, and directs traffic. He'll go left side as they screen for him. Hesitates. Now drives, stumbles, and falls. We're going to have a foul call on Chad Christensen. Looked like Summers just stumbled into him. But the foul on Christensen will be his first. First team foul against Atlantic. It's good to say that. We've seen some players in foul trouble at different times early for the Trojans. No issue so far tonight. Summers off the inbound out top. Thompson on the left side. Leaves it now for Evans. Evans will stop on the circle and leave it for the top of the circle here. And now to the left side, it's Colby Taylor. He'll drive, stop at the free throw line, feed it off. Summers drives the lane, lost the ball. He kicked it out of bounds. It'll turn over. Trojans get it back. Just not enough of a gap there to wedge through his foot.
Yeah, Creston really struggling right now here early on. They've already got 6 turnovers here in the ball game, and Atlantic just being very active on defense.
2:15 left in the first quarter, 10-4 Trojans. Markham up the floor, gets a screen, drives right, bank shot up, too strong. Rebound tapped out, and the Trojans will keep it. It goes all the way back out to the top of the key, and it's picked up by Franken. Now Christensen will run the offense. Gets a screen, goes right, stops on the dribble, and needs some help. Stumbles with the dribble a bit, now picks it up, leaves it for Hoy, gives it right back. Now back to Harrison. They play catch, and Harrison misses a layup. Rebound Panthers. Boy, the Trojans have had trouble at the basket already. They've missed about 3 or 4 of those shots. Down low on the dribble drive, left side, the shot up, and good down underneath. That's Luke Neitzel with the basket, his first. 10-6 the score. Trojans ought to have at least 16 or 18 on the board right now. Franken out top, right side Markham. Markham looking low, nobody home. Wants to go down low and finally finds Harrison Hoy as he comes out to get it. Now Christensen, left side Stuart Hoy. Stuart off the dribble, the crossover, it's knocked out of bounds, and it's out of bounds off of Hoy. Neitzel stuck his hands in there, backed the ball away, and it hit Hoig on the knee and went out of bounds. Caleb Thompson will check into the ball game now in place of Kanan Summers for the Panthers. 10-6 Atlantic leading, a minute 20 to go here in this first quarter. Panthers to the front court. Thompson left side. They dump it off on the left side. That's Caleb Thompson with it. Taylor out top of the circle, guarded by Franken. Dumps it now for Neitzel. Luke Neitzel looking, searching for someone. Now drives and fires it here to the near side. Evans will elevate and fire a three. It's in and out, no good, but Thompson, or Taylor, the rebound. Colby Taylor keeps it alive, picks up his dribble in the corner, feeds it out to the wing. That's Trey Thompson, and he buries a three from the right wing, and it's a one-point game now. 10-9, the Trojans lead it. Christensen to the front court for Atlantic. Sets the offense, drives left, stops, looks for help for Franken. Franken open left wing, the three ball, no good. Rebound inside to the Panthers. Panthers up the floor now as they'll turn with 35 seconds to go here in this first quarter. Evans down low, feeds Caleb Thompson. Back out top now to Trey Thompson. Trey Thompson with the ball out in the center circle. 25 seconds left in the first quarter. Panthers trailed by a point. They'll dump it out top now for Neitzel. Neitzel goes left side. Trey Thompson back out top to Caleb. Now back to Neitzel. Right side, Breyer Evans. Evans across. 12 seconds left in the quarter. Crossover dribble. Trey Thompson spins. Lost the dribble. Oh, that's a travel. He lost the basketball. He fumbled it and had to slide the pivot foot to recover the ball. That turns it over. 7 seconds remaining in this first quarter, and the Trojans get the ball back. 10-9 Atlantic leading, and the Trojans will inbound. Markham has it. Down to 6 seconds. 5 seconds. Markham up the floor quickly. 3 seconds. He'll stop out top of the circle. Elevate. Fire a three ball. No good as time runs out in the opening quarter. Good start for Atlantic. Good finish for Creston. Trojans up 8-2 early. It's 10-9 Atlantic after one. Chris will have the second quarter when we come back. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Rumors Lounge, located in the northeast corner of the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. The perfect place to meet old and new friends, shoot a game of pool, watch your favorite sporting event, and enjoy a cold beverage of your choosing. Rumors Lounge on the northeast corner of the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. McAtee Tire and Service Center, serving your motoring needs with auto tune-up, front-end alignment, and complete brake service. McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. And let Eye Associates provide eye care for your entire family, offering the services of optometrists Dr. Jeff Gergen and Dr. Robert Weiland in two convenient locations, the upper level of the Cascotti Memorial Hospital Clinic Edition in Atlantic and 415 Tracy Street in Audubon. Call or stop by today.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School as we begin the second quarter of play here. It's 10-9. Trojans lead it. They have the basketball here to start off the second quarter, though. Working around the perimeter. Chad Christensen going to pull for a three. In and out. No good. Rebound, though, comes down to Stuart Hoig. They'll get another chance here on this possession. Across to Sam Markham, and he'll have it up top. Give it back to Christensen. Christensen will drive right side. Pulls up. Dumps it down inside. Kick back out. Work it around. Stuart Hoig. Long three. No good. Rebound pulled down by Breyer Evans for the Panthers. Evans will push it off now here to Summers. He'll bring it up the floor. Pass it off now to Colby Taylor. Driving against Franken. Leans in. Awkward shot. Missed everything. But it goes off the hands of the Trojans as they fight for it. And it'll be Creston basketball underneath.
Boy, Taylor and Franken have been going at each other pretty hard here this entire ballgame. It's a fun battle to watch one-on-one.
And Taylor will inbound now here. He'll key it in from underneath the basket. Back up top it goes to Summers. Summers will work things out. Now he set up a play. Trying to get some movement going. Pass off to Neitzel. Backdoor cut. They got it. Layup up and good by Caleb Thompson. Nice look that time from Neitzel. And a good move by Thompson to get by the defender. 11-9. Panthers take the lead. Up top now Markham. He was open. He didn't take the three, though. Took it off now here to Christensen. It's a 9-2 run right now here by the Panthers. Trojans trying to get something going at the basket here. They'll back it back out up top. Christensen will go right side. Dribble stop there. Back up top to Franken. He'll cross over. Force his way down the lane. Shot up on the way. No good. And a foul going to be called here as well. And we'll go to the line here to shoot two. The foul is going to be whistled here against Colby Taylor. And that's going to be number two against Taylor. So the battle continues between Franken and Taylor, and Franken right now at the charity stripe, and he misses the first free throw. Dalton, a 73% free throw shooter on the season. Trey Thompson's going to check back in now here. Taylor is going to check out. The second free throw is good there by Dalton Franken, so he makes one out of the two. It's tied now at 11. 6:34 left to go in the first half. Preston the basketball. He'll have it left side. Trey Thompson back up top. Evans, he'll try a three. That's off the mark. High rebound by Sam Markham. Skied to get that one. Off to Christensen. He'll bring it up the floor quickly. Drives right side baseline. Cut off. Bounce pass off to Harrison Hoig. And they'll bring it back up top now to Markham. Trojan three set. They'll screen up high here for Markham. He'll go left side. Dump it off to Harrison Hoig. Now over to Christensen. Skip pass back across to Stuart Hoig. He drives in. Dump pass off to Harrison Hoig. He's open and he gets the lay in. Stewart drive just enough of the defense to let Harrison slip down the baseline and get the easy bucket, and it's 13-11. Right side dribble here by Summers. Hands it off to Caleb Thompson. Now they work it around the outside. Trey Thompson has it. Pass off to Neitzel. Neitzel now guarded by Franken. He'll drive. Ducks his head. Now pulls out for the fadeaway. No good in the lane. Rebound pulled down by Stuart Hoy. He'll hand it off to Chad Christensen. The Trojans will bring it up. Cross pass, they'll work it over right side to Markham. Markham hangs on to it. Now back to Christensen. Christensen calls it out from the center circle. A screen out top. Double screen for him. Now he passes it off to Franken. Over now to Markham. He'll decide to take the three. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound Franken. Uses the move inside the lane. Turns and floats one up and knocks it down there from 8 feet. Dalton Franken to the bucket, and it's 15-11. Trojans starting to regain a little steam here. Out top, Evans will kick it back into the hands of Trey Thompson. Man-to-man pressure here by the Trojans. They try to screen for Thompson out top. They get it off to Summers. He threw it back into the backcourt, and it's going to go out of bounds. Nobody touched it. He just threw it away. And it was tipped, so it'll be a Creston basketball. The Trojans just did get a little piece of that one. Neitzel will inbound, and the Trojans will put on a little pressure here on the inbound. They lob it up high. Everybody lost Trey Thompson. He'll run down the left side of the lane, go up with a shot, missed it. Rebound and putback is good by Ryan Cook, who's into the ball game. A 6'8 senior able to put that one back home. Up top now, Franken kicks it across here to Stuart Hoig. Pump fake up top, Markham. Now to Christensen. Off to Harrison Hoig. Now Stuart Hoig, left wing. Back up top, Christensen, three ball on the way, no good. Rebound Harrison Hoig, goes right back up. He's fouled by Cook, and he'll go to the line to shoot two.
That's a 6'2 kid going right at a 6'8 kid. But that's also a senior going after a kid who, although a senior, doesn't really play a whole lot despite being 6'8 and a senior down low. And Harrison Hoig has been having to work against taller players all year. It's no surprise.
Yeah, he's used to trying to fight down low in the land of guys that are a little bit bigger than he is. And that time he gets the free throw try. He misses the first one, though. Harrison been struggling late from the line, and he's only shooting 49% on the season from the free throw strike. Second one up, that's too strong off the back iron. Rebound dances around. It comes into the hands of Summers after about three or four guys had a hand on it. Summers will bring it up into the front court. Now a body check here. A foul whistled against Stuart Hoy. He came up there a little too close with the defensive pressure. It'll be the second foul here against the Trojans in the half. Inbound to Summers. They'll work it out top. Down to 4 minutes to go here in the opening half. 15-13, Trojans lead it. Up top, it goes to Evans. They throw it right side to Summers. He dribbles inside the lane, stops, fires it back up top to Evans. Now they work it left side. Trey Thompson up top to Summers. He'll curl around, back to Thompson. Long three on the way. In and out, no good. Rebound poked out of there by Evans, and back into the hands of Summers. They work it back now here to Neitzel, right side. He's going to get a screen, try to drive inside. Good job by Markham to cut him off. Got to pick up the ball. He threw it over in the far corner. Everybody lost track of it. Evans comes up with it. He'll try a three. That's off the mark. Rebound fought for. Franken gets it. He pushes it up ahead to Stuart Hoig. Hoig on the run out, going one-on-one against Summers. Tries to fly in there. Shot blocked by Ryan Cook out of bounds. He caught up trailing the play. And Hoig was trying to lean that direction, and it got blocked out of bounds. The Trojans will inbound underneath. Christensen to key it in. Bounce pass off to Franken. Quick jumper from the baseline. No good. Rebound pulled down by Cook. Into the hands now here of Trey Thompson. He's going to run with it, and that should be an offensive foul, and it is.
Yeah, Stuart Hoig saw that train coming. He refused to get off the tracks. He took that one right in the chest.
That's a situation where a player a little too anxious to try to get down the floor, and he just tucked his head and was stumbling his way down the middle of the lane. Inbound pass now here. 3:10 left to go in the half. 2-point lead still here for Atlantic. We've been stymied for a while at 15-13. Up top, it's Stuart Hoig. Bounce pass to Harrison. Harrison out front. We'll kick it off to Christensen. Christensen down low. Turnaround jumper by Franken. Good. They caught him coming across the lane off the screen, and he turns around for the quick bunny. It's now 17-13. Tough pass down low. They got it to Ryan Cook, and a late foul. Harrison Hoy came late to try to contest, and he got him on the arm. We'll have a chance at a three-point play here for Ryan Cook. First foul on Harrison. That'll be the third team foul now here against the Trojans. Ryan Cook at the free throw line. It's up on the way and good. He makes it, completes the three-point play. It's now a one-point game. 17-16, Trojans on top. 2:40 left in the first half. Left side here for Christensen, up top to Markham. Markham will dribble to the left corner. Gets a screen there from Harrison Hoig. Will drive inside, spins through traffic. They're going to call a traveling violation. He tried to step long with the right foot as he worked around the defender, and they called him for shuffling it. Inbound here, and a tough one. Now a foul. Markham got tangled up with Neitzel, and he'll get whistled for his first foul. And now we have official blowing a whistle here.
Clock is still running. I think they're going to try to figure out how many seconds they're going to put back on the clock here.
One-point game here. Creston's going to inbound here after we get the clock straightened out. They'll be underneath here, and Knights will key it in against some pressure. 2:28 back on the clock here, and we'll inbound. Neitzel lobs it up high into Summers, guarded closely there by Christensen. Back across to Neitzel. He'll bring it across. 2:22 left to go in the half. One-point lead for Atlantic. Summers has it out front for the Panthers. Pass across over to Trey Thompson. Now they work it in the corner. Down low to Cook. Double teamed. He tries to force one up off the side of the backboard. No good. Rebound Trojans. They'll run. Christensen in traffic. Decides to pull it out. Kicks it across. Franken back up top to Stuart Hoig. He'll drive after the pump fake. Shot up in traffic and good.
Don't have to go over the tall kid. Just go around him.
He adjusted in the air and got it to go home off the glass. 19-16 now, Atlantic on top. Thompson back up top to Evans now here as Creston tries to set up the offense. Summers with it. We'll bring it out front. Pass across to Evans. Back up top, Trey Thompson. Now to Neitzel. Neitzel working against Markham, trying to lean in on him. Now he'll stop. Tries to throw a late pass down low. He found Cook. Everybody lost him. He gets it right down there to him, and he gets another easy bucket.
Elevated like it was going to be a shot from the elbow and fired a quick pass down low. Everybody turned to block out.
19-18, back to a one-point margin. Stuart Hoig out front with it. Passes it off now to Dalton Franken. They'll reset here with 1:08 left to go in the half. Franken gets a screen. He'll go right side. Stop. They lost the handle on it. It was stripped out of there. They steal it away. Trojans turn it over, and now Summers should have been called for the walk, but they steal it anyways. Markham comes up with a steal. He'll run the other direction, right around Neitzel. Missed the layup, though, and the rebound saved by Neitzel. He throws it into Summers. He'll run it up the floor, off to Evans. He lost the handle on it, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Atlantic basketball.
Wow. A whole lot of ugly going on up and down the field here the last couple of trips up and down the court.
That was unorganized chaos that time for both teams. And now it's a one-point game as Trojans will slow it down here on the inbound. 40 seconds to go in the half. Double screen out front for Christensen. He'll go left. Side goes down the lane, stops. Well, he had to put up a tough shot and he missed it. With the basketball, and they'll work it up top here and slow it down. Try to get a last shot here, it looks like. Summers guarded closely by Christensen. Gets it off now here to Trey Thompson. Thompson pass back to Summers. No steal. Sam Markham gets in there, steals it the other way. The dunk. Throws it down with a two-hand flush. And 3 seconds to go. The inbound up four to nine. Defender Christensen, and he'll get called for the offensive foul. Neitzel the foul, just 0.3 seconds showing here on the clock after the foul, and the Trojans are going to carry some momentum into the locker room.
Just 0.3 seconds left, so they can't take a shot. You're not allowed to shoot. You could just inbound and tap one somewhere, but they're a long way from the basket.
Yeah, they'll probably just inbound here into the front court. It's Markham, and the shot won't count here. It almost rattled home for him, but wouldn't have mattered anyways. But the two-hand flush, the last points of the half for Sam Markham, and it's a 21-18 lead here for Atlantic at intermission. We'll take a break, come back, and talk about the first half of basketball. You're listening to High School Hoops here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Bridgewater Oil, serving Southwest Iowa for 50 years with new and used tire sales and repair, plus petroleum needs. See Steve, Stan, Roger, or Al at Bridgewater Oil today. Wayne Hansen is your crop insurance specialist with insurance services in Elkhorn. For all your crop insurance needs, give Wayne Hansen a call today at 764-6000. The Danish Village's Voice on Main Street in Elkhorn, a quality newspaper that will keep you updated with news and award-winning photography. For competitive advertising rates, give the Danish Village's Voice a call at 712-764-4800. That's 712-764-4800.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School as we're at the halftime intermission here. It's the Atlantic Trojans leading this one by a score of 21-18 here over Creston, and what is a Hawkeye 10 Conference Championship game here for the Trojans. They win. They're the outright champs, and boy, it's been kind of a back-and-forth first half, kind of, I guess, kind of like we expected, but Trojans definitely have some momentum going into the locker room, some big plays down the stretch there to gain an advantage.
Well, and honestly, this game shouldn't be this close at halftime. Atlantic has missed umpteen. And when I say umpteen, I'm guessing somewhere around the 5 to 7 close-in shots, layups, tight baskets inside, tight opportunities. I guess, you know, down the stretch of the first half, Sam Markham just decided, you know, gee whiz, we missed a few layups. Let's just dunk it. We're 1 for 1 on dunks.
And that may be exactly what went through his mind, because he is one of those players that had missed a couple of those layup tries. So it's a good finish there to the half, and it definitely got the crowd going and excited here at the end of the half and gains them some momentum. They immediately got the offensive foul as well after that against Neitzel, and that turned the ball back over to Atlantic so they can end the half with a three-point advantage. So the Trojans trying to hang on to that momentum here in the locker in the second half and capitalize on that right away.
Yeah, it's a fun game. The crowd really into the basketball game. Both sides. Creston brought a good crowd here tonight, too, and both sides really into the ball game. It's really made for a fun atmosphere here tonight. It's such an important game for both of these ball clubs who both came into the season with incredibly high aspirations, and they're both largely fulfilling those, but only one will have an opportunity to win this ball game tonight. And if it's Creston, they would, of course, clinch an opportunity to at least a tie for the title. And then Atlantic, of course, has a chance to win it outright with a victory here tonight. So, yeah, a big game and a lot of fun. And, you know, again, you know, we sit here and talk in this first half about, gee whiz, Atlantic's missed opportunity after opportunity with balls inside, down low, little short shots within 3 foot, layups, those types of things. But you know what? They don't let it bother them. They don't whine about it. They get back and they play defense and give themselves another opportunity. And, again, defense here tonight is one of the reasons the Trojans are hanging around in this. And look at the second quarter. They bring the big kid, 6'8", off the bench. He doesn't start for a reason, folks. Okay, 6'8 doesn't mean you're all that as a basketball player. There's a reason he doesn't start. He comes off the bench. Cook scores 7 points in the second quarter, but all of their other kids scored two. So, I mean, Atlantic is really putting the clamps down on some of the key players for Creston tonight.
Yeah, they really are. And, you know, a couple of those buckets were just great looks there by other players to get Cook the ball right in the right position down underneath. All he had to do was go up and lay it home. So, you know, when they make it that easy on you, it's easy to look good sometimes. But, yeah, otherwise there's been a tough going for every other player. They just haven't got a lot of great looks. They have taken some outside shots but have been pretty off so far here tonight on those as far as being close on them. And, yeah, it's been a good up-and-down battle here between these two teams. And the defense, once again, like you said, coming through here for the Trojans, because early on in the ball game, it was almost too much energy at first for Atlantic. A few of those breakaways, you just had too much energy. You wanted to go hard to the basket, and then they laid it up too strong off the glass, and you missed the layup. And that can happen sometimes, but, it was just kind of frustrating out the gate for Atlantic to try to capitalize on some of those easier shots that they had.
Absolutely. But, at the end of the day, okay, yeah, you didn't play your best, and you missed some opportunities, but you're up three here at the half. You're going to get a chance to come out the second half. And, Atlantic's been really good out of the locker room this year. Even games where they've struggled in the first half, much more than this offensively, they've come out very strong and very aggressive in the second half. And I'd like to see them do that again here tonight.
Yep, and we'll see if the Trojans can come out and take advantage here early on in this second half of basketball. We're about 5 minutes away here from getting things going once again. We'll take a break here, come back, and take a full look at the numbers here for you. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic. Calls answered day or night, regardless of distance. Roland Funeral Home, 243-5492. Roland Funeral Service, creators of loving memories since 1919. Five Star Roofing Incorporated, your residential roofing specialist in Atlantic, offers Malarkey Roofing products. These products come with a 50-year limited warranty, a 10-year Right Start warranty, and are Class 4 wind, hail, ice impact resistant. Give Five Star Roofing Incorporated a call today at 243-2111. Nelson's Mini Mart in Avoca supplies its customers with Shell gasoline, hot food and deli items to go, and ice cream. Quick and friendly service, so you are back on the road in no time. Stop by Nelson's Mini Mart in Avoca today.
Back here at the Atlantic High School at the halftime break here of our boys' Hawkeye 10 basketball contest here tonight. Hawkeye 10 crown on the line here. It's senior night as well. These seniors want to go out here at their last regular season game here at home with a nice hurrah, and so far, so good. It's a three-point lead here for the Trojans at the half, 21-18. Take a look at the full numbers here for you from the first half of basketball. Leading the way for Creston was the player we just mentioned before the break, Ryan Cook. He had 7 points here in the contest so far, working down low in that second quarter. 4 points chipped in here tonight by Briar Evans, 3 points for Trey Thompson, two apiece for Caleb Thompson and Luke Neitzel. And they were 1-1 from the free throw line, with just the only free throw taken by Cook. Also for Atlantic, they were led in the first half there by Dalton Franken with 9 points here in the first half. 4 points apiece for Sam Markham and Harrison Hoig. 2 points chipped in by Chad Christensen and Stuart Hoig. And they were 1-4 from the free throw line, so not a good start there from the stripe. As far as turnovers go, 6 in the first half here for Atlantic, 8 for Creston. And Markham with a block there early on to kind of set the tone on that very first possession for Creston here in the contest as well. And Atlantic trying to, once again, carry over that momentum here into the second half. But I think for both teams, they're really looking for the players to step up and, start to score the basketball a little bit better. This is, and we knew it was going to be a tough defensive battle like it was the first time around. That was a pretty low-scoring game. I think I kind of expected a little bit more of the offense to break out here in this one, and maybe we'll see that in the second half.
Well, we'll see. Just the shots, the routine shots go down in the second half for the Trojans that they missed in that first half. Like I said, they ought to be probably sitting on somewhere around a 30 to 18 game here at halftime. If some of those shots have gone down early on, those close in shots. But you mentioned off the air too. But when we went to halftime, some of those early layup tries and close balls that were missed like that, probably largely due to all that adrenaline built up with a big crowd and a big game, and just a little too aggressive and a little too strong to the rack, and sometimes that's what happens. But they'll settle in, and things will be fine. They'll come out of the locker room here, and I'm sure they're going to want to put on a great show here for this last 16 minutes of their regular season home high school careers. They are going to get one more home game. That'll be against ADM in the first round of the tournament. But this is technically it for the Trojans at home in the regular season. It's senior night. They've got the posters on the wall. The parents are here, and they really, really don't want to do anything to jeopardize this game.
Yeah, and they they had the introductions here before the contest. It was nice to see the players get recognition there with their parents out there on the floor before the ball game got underway. And, you know, a class that's worked very hard to get to this point as well, to be a good basketball team. And this is one of those things I'm sure that they were kind of looking forward to on the calendar, to try to have an opportunity to do this. And to be able to do it at home here like this, I'm sure is even more special for those players out here tonight. So they'll have no lack of intensity coming up here in this second half of basketball. Both teams are out there on the floor getting the shots warmed up here for the second half. One more quick break to get the second half. Well, we'll keep it right here, actually. We're down pretty close here to getting the second half started, so we'll go ahead and keep it here. But both teams are getting themselves warmed up, and we'll see how the second half starts. We always talk about how important that second half start is, and it will be once again here in this one. But I think we'll see both teams come out maybe a little bit more control than we started the basketball game because we had that adrenaline flowing. Maybe it'll be a little bit settled down here as we begin the second half of play.
Yeah, we'll see what goes on here. By the way, just a reminder, too, we'll have basketball tomorrow night for you here on AM 1220 as well, as the Atlantic girls will start the postseason in Class 3A. They're on the road at Shenandoah tomorrow night. We'll have that game for you here on the radio as well, as you can catch that one. 6:50, we're on the air tomorrow night. 7 o'clock is tip time as the Phillies host the Trojans in girls Class 3A first-round regional basketball. That's tomorrow night, and we'll keep you updated, too. 7 Atlantic Trojans will be in competition tomorrow in Harlan in the district wrestling meet. There are just 4 wrestlers alive in each weight class. 2 of them will advance to the state wrestling championships. Atlantic has 7 qualified for tomorrow's meet, and we'll let you know about those results tomorrow as well.
We'll have a full day for you tomorrow.
Ready to go with the second half. Atlantic has their starting 5 on the floor. It's Hoig, Christensen, Franken, and Markham on the other side. It's going to be Thompson, Summers, Evans, along with Taylor and Neitzel. They're starting 5 on the floor as well. As the Panthers have the basketball to start this third quarter, Summers up the floor now to the right side. He'll dump it into the corner. That's Thompson with it, Trey Thompson. He picks up the dribble and hands it off to Summers. Cross now to Taylor. Taylor picked up man-on-man by Franken here near side. Gets a screen, looks, dumps it off now to Neitzel. Fires it right side. Thompson, or rather Summers, open on the arc. His 3 ball, no good. Rebound inside, taken and put back up and in by Colby Taylor. And that gives the Creston Panthers the first points of this second half. It's 21-20 Trojans.
That was a good box out by Taylor down low that time against Franken.
Franken working one-on-one against Taylor as he falls away in the lane. The shot off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound taken away by the Panthers. It's Thompson out of there with the board. He'll slow it down now and bring it ahead. Up front court, it comes down to Neitzel. Neitzel with the basketball. Tries to drive. He's cut off. Looks for help. Shovels it down low. Evans tries to curl in the lane. The fall away up and good. Breyer Evans with a basket. And the Panthers take their second lead of the ballgame. It's 21. Just a little over a minute gone here in this third quarter. Markham right side now for the Trojans with a basketball here on the right wing. He'll dump it down low. Franken posting. Hesitates. Drives the baseline. Fires it back out to Christensen. Left side of the arc. Now back into the corner. Franken for 3, and that's good from the corner. Dalton Franken works his way to the corner. He's the first player tonight in double digits. He's got a dozen. 24. Make that 25. 20. Did they give him just 2?
No, it should be 24.
They've got 20. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it was 24. That's right. We were down 1. Now a 3 from the near side. Taken by Kanan Summers in the opposite direction. And that's no good as it rims out. Stuart Hoig the rebound. So the Trojans with a 2-point lead. Creston's had only 2 leads tonight. They've both been by 1 point. 11-10 and 22-21. Now Markham lines up top for the 3 and buries it. Sam Markham dumps one in for the top of the circle. 27-22 Trojans. Now a pass knocked away loose and stolen. Christensen up with it. He'll turn and run the floor quickly. As he stops out top, hesitates, now drives. Markham open here in the right corner. He'll drive, pull it up, off the glass, no good. Rebound hits the floor, picked up initially by the Trojans and swatted away from Hoig and picked up by Evans for Creston. Atlantic by 5 with a basketball, or Creston with a basketball. Neitzel down low. Thompson runs the baseline and gets up quickly and gets the basket. Trey Thompson for 2. Stuart Hoig tried to flash in late on defense, couldn't get there in time. It's 27-24 Atlantic. Christensen out top, pulls up off the screen, tries the 3, it's no good. Rebound down low, yanked away by Thompson. Panthers have it, down by 3 to the front court. Thompson top of the circle, hesitates, dumps it off. And now back around up top is Kanan Summers. Summers to the right side, Thompson out on the circle. They're trying to get Neitzel free inside, he's not. Now Evans opens up for the 3 ball, that's no good. Rebound tapped to the baseline, and it's out of bounds to the Panthers. Christensen tried to make the diving save. I've got a cheerleader in his lap.
That's all-out effort right there. He flat-out dove for that one.
Caleb Thompson checks in now for the Panthers. As they'll inbound to the baseline, flashing free underneath is Evans. His quick shot, no good. He missed it. Late was Harrison Hoig to get there and get a hand in his face. Changed the direction of the shot. Now Markham to the front court for the Trojans. Hesitates, drives baseline, and he's cut off and fouled. That's Trey Thompson. You are never, son, ever, ever going to be quick enough to cut off Sam Markham when he goes side to side.
Yeah, it's a tough task for anybody to do out there on the floor. He's just so quick, and he's got that first quick step to get by it.
And I'm sorry for that Taylor Swift impersonation there. 27-24 Trojans. 4:51 to go in this third quarter. Markham off the inbound, dumps it low. Posting Harrison Hoig, turns, jumps it up, and in over the top of Breyer Evans. Evans laid off him, and Hoig made him pay. 29-24 Trojans. Thompson front court now. Trey Thompson, top of the circle. Picks up the dribble, leaves it here for Evans. Almost threw that away. Evans has to work to catch it. Now back to Thompson, and out top it goes to Thompson. Caleb Thompson with it. Dumps it down right side. Colby Taylor trying to post. Turns against Franken. Elevates. Jumper off the back iron. No good. Rebounded by Harrison Hoyt. Nice blocking out by the Trojans. Christensen to the front court now for Atlantic. Hesitates. Drives the right side to the rack. The short jumper up off the back iron. No good. The one-hand push wouldn't go. Creston the rebound. Neitzel back up the left side. Stops. He'll elevate over Markham. The shot no good. The rebound yanked down high by Franken. Atlantic with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter to the front court with a five-point lead. Christensen in the center circle with it now for Atlantic. He'll turn, gets a double screen, goes to the right. Stops, turns, curls, down the lane he goes. The kick out. Stuart Hoig, left side for three, no good. Long rebound taken by Caleb Thompson. He tries to run the floor. Now the ball knocked away loose, and it's going to be Markham sliding in and stealing it. Franken ahead. Christensen wide open for the layup up the floor. Christensen got that started, tapping it away, and he gets rewarded with a basket on the other end, and it's 31-24 Trojans. And the Panthers ask for timeout. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll leave it right here. With 3:30 left to go in the third quarter, Atlantic has opened up a 7-point lead.
Wow, great job here by the Trojans to respond. The first 4 points here of the half go to the Panthers. They retake a lead, and Atlantic didn't flinch. Come right back down. You knew they were about going to hit one from the outside eventually. They hit two right there to get themselves back in front, and now that energy level's back up again, and they're forcing turnovers.
31-24, the Trojans on a 10-2 run here after they found themselves down a point. They've only trailed twice, and each time it was just by a point. It was 11-10 early in the game, and then at 22-21. But they've answered back both times with little runs to open up a lead. This 7-point lead is their biggest of the ballgame. 3.5 minutes left to go in this third quarter. Panthers will have the basketball in the backcourt out of the timeout. Trey Thompson will take the inbound, and he'll bring it across the timeline. Thompson to the front court. Double screen for him. He goes left. Pull-up jumpers off the front of the rim. No good. The rebound tapped out by Franken. Grabbed by Markham. Trojans back with the ball. Ryan Cook, the 6'8 senior, back in the ballgame for the Panthers. Out top of the circle now. Christensen found no room on the baseline. Fired it out top to Franken. And they'll reset now with Markham. They screen for Markham here near side. He'll pull up and try the three from the top of the circle. In and out. No good. Rebound tapped to the baseline. And we got a late whistle. And a foul called from way out top. It's going to be against Dalton Franken. He was in that scrum of players reaching and grabbing for the rebound. And the official way out here by center court blows a late whistle and points at him for his first foul. Nobody in foul trouble yet here tonight. Panthers have the ball back court. Pressure by Atlantic off the inbound. And now they'll bring it ahead. Colby Taylor pulls up. Long three try is good. Don't even let the defense come out and get you. He pulled up 6 feet outside the circle and drilled a long three, and it's 31-27. 2:45 left in the third quarter. Markham right side for the Trojans. He stands out top waiting for someone to break free. Now Harrison Hoig top of the circle. Left side Christensen hesitates and steps back. Now across to Stuart Hoig. He'll elevate for the three. That's no good. Rebound down low is grabbed by Neitzel. Panthers come away with it. Up the floor it comes. Taylor pulls up another long three try. This one's no good. Long rebound grabbed by Markham. He'll turn and run. Markham going to run the floor. Has Christensen with him. Stops. Floats one up and in with the right hand. Oh, it'd be nice to be athletic like that.
That was a great finish. That was a tough spot. Even though he had advantage, it wasn't a good passing lane. And he did a good job of making the defender look the other way.
33-27 Trojans. 2 minutes to go, third quarter, and we get a bump and a foul call. That's going to be, I believe, on Sam Markham as Neitzel tried to turn the corner on the dribble, and Markham picks up his second. First substitution of the night for the Trojans now is Ben Nelson. A senior will check in, and Stuart Hoig will check out of the contest. Minute 59 to go in the third quarter. Trojans lead by six. Panthers will inbound on the baseline. Taylor will lob it out high to Neitzel. Neitzel guarded by Nelson. Hesitates, drives, dumps it down low. Cook is wide open. Nice backdoor feed. And Ryan Cook with 9 points off the bench. And it's 33-29. Minute 44 left to go in this third period. Christensen gets a screen out top. He dumps it off now for Franken. Left side, Nelson. Nelson back out top for Markham. He'll elevate for the three ball. Good again. Sam Markham starting to feel it here in this third quarter. He's got a dozen points now. Check that. He's got 14 points here in the contest. No, he's got a dozen points here in the game. Eight of them here in this third quarter. 36-29. Baseline awkward jumper up by Taylor. He didn't like no call, but he missed the shot. Rebound to the Trojans. Christensen up the floor quickly and an offensive foul. Chad Christensen went behind the back and then dumped it off to Markham running the opposite side. And they hit Christensen with an offensive foul. That'll be his second.
A nifty move to try to get through traffic. Ball behind his back and then a nice quick pass across over to Markham. But they say just a little bit too much out of control to get in him with the body.
Caleb Thompson into the ball game again now for the Panthers as Creston inbounds. They trail by seven again, 36-29. A minute five left to go third quarter. Out top, Caleb Thompson with the ball right side, guarded by Christensen. Man on man, he'll dump it for Neitzel. Neitzel down low quickly to Taylor, to Trey Thompson. He missed it, but was able to get back up and tap it home. Trey Thompson with a basket, 36-31. We're under a minute to go in the quarter, 48 seconds left. Christensen to the front court for Atlantic as they try to run Nelson off a screen. Christensen will stop here on the right side, pick up the dribble, and dump it out top for Franken. Franken left side now to Markham. Markham dumps it back out top. Christensen grabs, guns for three. It's no good off the front of the rim. Rebound, Neitzel for the Panthers. Neitzel ahead quickly. They're going to run the floor. Thompson to the front court. Lobs it down low. It's tapped away by Christensen. They were trying to lob it to Cook. Now they get it to Cook right side. Ball tapped away by Markham, and he steals it. 20 seconds left here in the third quarter. Markham to the front court. He'll slow it down without a real numbers advantage and leave it for Christensen. We're down to 10 seconds left. Christensen, they screen for him, and he'll hand it off now to Franken. 6 seconds left here in the quarter. Franken off the arc. Hesitates. Drives the right side all the way to the rack. The layup try no good, and time will run out here in this third quarter. Well, he tried the awkward layup on the run. Couldn't get it to fall, and the Trojans will go to the fourth quarter up by five. 36-31 Atlantic. Back with the fourth in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Something for you in Atlantic has pillow pets, fabric, fleece, baby lock sewing machines, unique kitchen gadgets, Watkins products, and more. Stop in and check them out at 421 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic. Feedlot Steakhouse and Lounge in Atlantic featuring a complete dining menu. Bart and Beth invite you to dine in a relaxed but refined ambiance. Visit the Feedlot Steakhouse and Lounge on the east edge of Atlantic today. You'll be pleasantly surprised. Peterbilt Chiropractic in Atlantic has over 35 years of continued service with two doctors to fit your needs. They are a complete facility, all in one location, open 6 days a week. Call Peterbilt Chiropractic in Atlantic at 712-243-1554.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School. 8 minutes left here in the regular season careers here are these seniors for the Atlantic Trojans, and they lead it 36-31 here over the Creston Panthers as we head to that final quarter of play. Atlantic will start off with the basketball, and Chad Christensen has it out front. He'll dribble left side, up top now to Franken. Franken hangs on to it, waiting for some movement down low. Here's Christensen, bounce pass underneath. Stuart Hoig elevates. He's shot is blocked, but he's fouled. Over the top that time was Ryan Cook, hanging his hand right over his head.
Well, they're going to give the foul to Thompson, Caleb Thompson. Pick your poison, though. They were both there, and they both, instead of going straight up with the arms, they reached out over the top of him. And that's what officials look for in those situations. Are you straight up, or are you leaning over? And usually they're leaning over.
Two free throws on the way for Stuart Hoig, and he knocks down the first. 37-31. Trojans lead it here by 6, 7:43 left in the contest. Boyg elevates, and that one's good as well. Inbound pass along the baseline. Quick to Neitzel. He got it right back into the hands of Colby Taylor. He'll bring it up the floor. He'll go right side. Spin against Franken. Now picks it back up and dumps it back outside to Neitzel. Neitzel guarded by Markham. Nice matchup of athleticism there between those two. Now a crossover and a shot. A tough one out top by Trey Thompson. He missed everything. It hit the baseline. It'll turn over here to Atlantic. Trojans will get it back here and walk it up the floor. Franken's going to bring it up this time. Franken out high. We'll get a screen here from Harrison Hoig. He'll drive right side, go all the way. Float a pass back outside to Hoig. Now up top it goes to Christensen. Spins, kick out Franken. Three ball, no good. Rebound long, and it's danced around. It hit the Trojans and rolled out of bounds. It'll be Creston basketball. Taylor will inbound here from the corner. Inbound, they get it in to Trey Thompson, who was out in front of traffic. He tried to throw it across, gets it into the hands of Neisel. Right back to Thompson, because Markham had tried so hard to get back, he ran past the play, and Trey Thompson gets the easy bucket. 38-33, five-point margin, as Markham walks up the floor this time. He'll go right side on the dribble, all the way inside, stops, elevates over Neisel, banker good. Tough shot, and Markham got it to fall. 40-33 now. Trojans lead. Taylor with it out front for the Panthers. They go down the corner. Caleb Thompson skips back across to Trey. Now over to Neitzel. Neitzel, a lob down low to Taylor against Franken, trying to work it on the block. Turns, floats one up with the right hand. No good. Tip is no good there by Caleb Thompson, and Franken pulls down the rebound, and now a reach-in foul called here against Colby Taylor. Taylor will pick up number 3. The first player to be in any real foul trouble in the ballgame. That's a third team foul. Both teams have 3 team fouls up on the board. And now we'll have the inbound here. Walk up the floor now here for Christensen. And he'll kick it over left side to Markham. Markham lobs it down low here to Harrison Hoig. Pump fake. Now he'll step back, kick it back up top to Franken. He wants a screen. No, he'll hand it off instead to Stuart Hoig. Hoig, he'll get a double screen out top. Goes left with it. Now jumps it off to Harrison. He'll elevate from 16. Rattles out, no good. Line drive shot that didn't go home, and the rebound of the Panthers. Up the floor now, Trey Thompson. Back over to Caleb Thompson. Now Trey has it back at the top of the key. Over to Caleb. He goes towards the baseline, cut off there, now wraps around, throws a pass back outside. Trey Thompson, the three ball open, no good. Rebound Stuart Hoig. Now Christensen will run. No numbers there. He's going to have to back it back out. Now he'll drive to the baseline, skip pass across to Hoig. Pass to Stuart Hoig. Bounces it up top now to Franken. Back to Stuart. Stuart, a dribble inside the arc, takes a shot, rattles off, no good. Rebound by Neitzel. 40-33. Trojans had a couple good looks, but hadn't got it. Sealed now by Stuart Hoig. They try to pass it up the floor. He steals. It goes the other way. He's fouled by Neitzel. He'll go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, he had two options there, and Hoig decided to just go ahead and take it. He had Sam Markham really running hard up the floor, and if he'd have dropped the pass back, Sam could have brought the house down here. But good effort either way. Get to the line. Give yourself an opportunity.
Second foul against Neitzel. Fourth team foul here against Creston. And now at the line here is Stuart Hoig. First free throw, no good. He's got one more coming.
Yeah, Atlantic's really done, and give the credit for the large part to Sam Markham with defense one-on-one, but Luke Neitzel with just 2 points here tonight. He's had the ball in his hands a lot and hasn't been able to find points.
Second free throw rolls around and falls through there for Stuart Hoig, and Coach Blazek wants to take a full timeout and talk about things. 41-33, Atlantic leads it. 5:05 left to go in the game. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Henningsen Processing, featuring the freshest and finest of steaks, chops, luncheon meats, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 8 till noon. Henningsen Processing, West 6th Street in Atlantic. Become a member of the Town and Country Credit Union in Harlan. If you live in Shelby County or any of the touching counties, you can become a member and take advantage of their low-cost loans and financial services. Town and Country Credit Union in Harlan. With over 70 years of combined experience, you can trust the work at Exhaust Pros in Audubon. Whether it's exhaust work, tire alignments, brakes, or new tires, stop next door at CarQuest for all of your quality parts and service. Located at 513 Market Street in Audubon.
Welcome back here after the timeout as the Trojans take the timeout, and we'll talk things over for a moment and get back out there now. Preston will have the basketball. It's a 41-33 lead here for Atlantic, largest of the contest, 5:05 left to go in the game. We've had about everything here tonight. We even saw a student do the worm here a moment ago. Inbound pass will be into Thompson. He lost the handle on it, knocked out. They're going to say last touched here by Christensen. He might have took a hand to the face as well. He's kind of working with that left eye. Looks like he's all right, though. We'll inbound again. Neitzel will throw it up high to Evans. And now they get it off here to Trey Thompson. Thompson up the floor here. Under five to go now. 4:55 in the contest. Pass up top now. Caleb Thompson working against Christensen. Throw it over now to Trey. Trey back up top to Evans. Evans dribbling out front. Now passes it off to Neitzel. Neitzel puts it on the floor, slices into the lane, kicks it out. Trey Thompson open for three, off the rim, no good. Rebound, though, comes out long to Caleb Thompson, and they save possession. Thompson will throw it now to Trey. Now they lob it down low. Cook got down underneath there. He awkwardly missed the shot, partially blocked from behind, and the Trojans pull it down. Atlantic able to get the ball back here. Christensen over to Markham, left side. Thought about the shot, now drives baseline. Bounce pass to Hoig in traffic. Shot no good, but a foul call. Harrison Hoig will go to the stripe here for two. Traffic down low. And the foul going to be whistled against Ryan Cook, his second. That is now the fifth team foul here against Creston. So the team fouls may become a factor here down the stretch. Harrison Hoig makes the first free throw. Got one more coming. Taylor checks back in. Cook checks out. Harrison Hoig now here at the line, and that one's no good. Well short. Rebound pulled down by Neitzel. 9-point lead here, largest of the game for the Trojans, and Neitzel will have it out top. He drives, stops at the elbow, kicks it over to Evans in the corner. Now they'll shuffle it back to Neitzel. Off to Taylor. Taylor, pump fake, and gives it back now to Neitzel, and off the screen for him. He drives baseline, lost the handle on it. Markham got a piece of it. Stolen away here by Hoig. Hoig up the floor. Harrison dumps it back now to Franken, and they'll slow it down. Neitzel really struggling against Markham here tonight. Give him a lot of credit for that defensive pressure. Now he drives baseline with it, slips and slides, and we're going to have a traveling violation called. A lot of contact between him and Neitzel, but he was going pretty hard and couldn't stop himself. Pretty close call either way there on that one, and Taylor will inbound it. A lot of pressure. He's having trouble finding anybody. Now gets it to Neitzel. He'll fire a quick pass over to Thompson. They'll run it up the floor. Evans try to go across to Caleb Thompson, and it's knocked out of bounds as Franken got back and got a hand on it.
I tell you what, nothing's easy for either one of these teams tonight. Looks like you got a nice 2-on-1 fast break, and even that was difficult with the long reach of Franken.
Inbound from Taylor underneath here. He'll get it into Evans. Up top they go to Caleb Thompson. Thompson, the bounce pass, Taylor. Now he threw it back to Thompson, but he had left. Trey Thompson tracks it down. Back up top to Taylor. He'll step back. Awkward three. Well short. Rebound going to be pulled into the hands of Stuart Hoy. Markham now will walk it up the floor.
There are no clean looks here in this fourth quarter for the Creston Panthers. Everything's contested.
3:12 left to go. Trojans lead. They have the basketball. Franken with it out top, guarded closely by Taylor. He'll drive now against him. Dump it off to Christensen. Creston trying to come up a little tighter on the man-to-man right now. Markham over to Harrison Hoy. And now we're going to have a foul whistled. Christensen's going to get whistled for the foul. way away from the play, underneath the basket, as he was trying to streak across there, and Preston will get it back now. That's the third against Christensen.
Now, the later we get here in the game, the more physical play is getting, even away from the basketball.
Right now, Thompson off to Neitzel. Now backdoor cut. Caleb Thompson pulls up. Jumper good. Neitzel hit him right away as he cut after the pass. 42-35. Trojans lead and the basketball. 2:39 left to go here. Pass over to Markham. Markham hanging on to it out front. Crossing over against Neitzel. Lost the handle on it. Able to save it before it goes into the backcourt. And now a timeout called here by Markham as he was in trouble. And it's going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. 42-35 here, Trojans lead as we head down to the final 2.5 here in this contest. And Trojans trying to do things right here, take care of the ball down the stretch to hang on to this lead and try to win a Hawkeye 10 conference championship.
You know, and please don't misunderstand me. I'm not trying to diminish the job Steve Blazek's doing tonight, but this is one of those tough, hard-fought games where Blaze is really glad he's got five seniors out on the floor because he really hasn't had to jump up and down screaming and yelling a lot of things. The kids understand. They're well-schooled, and he's got them prepared for the ball game, and they're seniors. They know what they need to be doing at any particular time. And we haven't even used only two timeouts here tonight, so you really haven't had to stop the play much to talk about things. That time it was just basically to save the possession. So it's a good night to be a coach of a bunch of guys like this.
And they played really smart, and it shows up with nobody being in real foul trouble here throughout the game as well. They haven't had to deal with that at all. Inbound pass now here to Christensen. He'll cross over. Working up top here against Trey Thompson. Lost it for a moment. Regains control. Now a bounce pass. Flips it over to Stuart Hoy. He flips around the defense. Put one up. It's short, though. The rebound is going to be out of bounds to the Trojans. Preston stepped on the inline. Caleb Thompson tried to save it. So Atlantic will inbound underneath now here, and Christensen will key it in. 2:13 left to go here in the ballgame. Inbound to Franken. Franken will drive here into the lane, kick it out to Markham, and they'll back it out high. Trojans very satisfied to use some clock right now. Markham. Up top now to Harrison Hoig. Tough pass. Gets it over now here to Franken. Franken guarded closely by Taylor. They start the count. Now the pass across over to Markham. Markham. Able to keep space here. And dribbling out top near the half-court line. Now the pass over to Christensen. He's double-teamed. And now foul. Bodied up against Christensen. And it's going to be whistled against Trey Thompson, his third. That's the sixth team foul here against the Panthers. So they had one to give, and now they may be looking to try to foul here down the stretch. Inbound pass will come to Markham. Markham down inside, Franken, double team. Skip across, Christensen. He'll try the three. Good. Chad Christensen connects from downtown, and it's a 10-point lead, 45-35 here for the Trojans. 1:25 left to go. Pass right side. It goes into the hands of Trey Thompson. Back over now to Neitzel. He'll elevate for three. No good. Rebound into the hands of Caleb Thompson. Panthers with another try here. Caleb Thompson left side. Pump fakes. Now kicks it over to Neitzel. Neitzel dumps it down low. Cutting back door. A shot blocked there. Trey Thompson tried to go up with it. And a rejection by Stuart Hoig. Down to 1 minute to go in the contest. Fans starting to rise onto their feet, and a foul going to be whistled here in the backcourt against Trey Thompson, reaching in against Christensen, and Chad will go to the line for the 1-1. First into the bonus now here coming for Chad Christensen. 58 seconds left to go in the game, and the Trojans right now with a nice 10-point cushion and try to add to it, and Christensen puts the first one home. Just hit a big three a moment ago. Now he knocks down the free throw. And he's got one more coming. Second one also good. Right through there and a timeout taken here by the Trojans. 57 seconds left to go. 47-35. Atlantic leads it. Take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Stop in at Blimpie's in Oakland for your favorite sub on fresh baked bread and pair it with a bowl of soup, salad, or chips and drink for a delicious taste experience. Give one of their pizzas a try with your favorite toppings. Stop in for lunch or supper at Blimpie's in Oakland. Petrick Auto Sales and Marty, offering a great selection of used vehicles priced to fit any sized pocketbook, as well as a complete rental service. To rent a car or a van for a day, week, or month, give Bill or Pat with Hetrick Auto Sales a call today at 781-2210. Adair Lumber Company, Anita Supply Center, the place to go for all your home improvement needs in Adair and Anita. For all those big or small home improvement projects, visit Adair Lumber Company in Adair or Anita Supply Center in Anita.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School after the timeout, and we're down to the last 55 seconds left to go. Coach Billy Hyatt decides to clear the stage. He dusts off the bench and brings in the reserves. Cole Thompson has it. He'll pass it off now to Zach Powers. Powers out front to Brandon Phipps. Now a pass over to pump fake and a move there. Into the corner they go. A long three-pointer try by Jay Wolf. No good. Rebound Franken, and now into the hands of Chad Christensen. And the Trojans will get a walk it up the floor here. And these seniors will get a standing ovation as they'll walk out of here with a Hawkeye 10 Conference Championship under their belt. Pass up top here to Markham. Down to 20 seconds to go. Markham guarded closely out front. We'll back off the count now. Dribble at left side. Pass off to Stuart Hoig. He goes to the basket. And we're going to have an offensive foul call against Stuart Hoig. So the Panthers now will inbound here. Inbound will come here from Jay Wolf. 11 seconds left to go in the contest. Inbound pass. Now it comes here into the hands of Cole Thompson. Now right side. They get it into the corner. Back up top. Pass into the hands of Phipps. Down to 4 seconds to go. Phipps off to Thompson. Long shot. Three-pointer is good as he just launched it up there. But it's going to be a victory here for the Trojans. And they pull off the 47-38 victory here tonight as they win this one and win themselves a conference championship. The students come across here to pay them a visit and give them a congratulations as they leave the floor. And Atlantic will win this one here tonight, 47-38. We'll take a break and come back, and we'll bring you the wrap-up of this contest here on KJN, listening to high school basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJN All Sports Boosters Association. First National Bank. For consumer and agricultural loans, checking accounts, and interest-bearing accounts, visit First National Bank with offices in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita. For people who expect just a little more, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic, calls answered day or night, regardless of distance. Roland Funeral Home, 243-5492. Roland Funeral Service, creators of loving memories since 1919. Insurance Services Incorporated in Elkhorn, your source for Farm Mutual Insurance, has a policy of working together with you to protect your needs. Call Insurance Services at 764-6000 for competitive quotes today.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School as the Atlantic Trojans wrap up their home portion of the regular season here tonight on senior night, and the seniors get to walk out Hawkeye 10 Conference champs as they beat Creston tonight 47-38 here. And a fun ball game. The Trojans kind of took control there in that second half of play. Started to get some shots to fall. Sam Markham hitting a couple of threes there in the third quarter. A late three that was big by Chad Christensen to help extend the lead. And the Trojans got the job done here. Every time that Creston seemed to have a little bit of a run in them, they'd get a small lead, and then the Trojans were right back after it and then regaining the control of the game.
Yeah, it was an offensive masterpiece tonight, let's face it. Both teams missed a lot of shots, and in some cases some real easy ones right close to the basket. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's just that's the way Atlantic is. That's the way the season has played out for them. They play solid defense. They don't give the other team a lot of opportunities. They make them work for everything. They give themselves plenty of opportunities. They're a patient team that understands their offensive sets very well. They've been playing together forever. They make blind passes because they know exactly where their teammates are supposed to be, and they're always there. So, you know, they're very well schooled. And it's because of the point that I made late in the ball game where, you know, Coach Blazek, well, he's got it pretty easy right now. He's got all those seniors out there that really kind of know what they're doing. I'm not saying they coach themselves, but they're about the closest thing you'll find to it. in high school basketball, and it showed tonight and paid off all season long now, culminating with the Hawkeye 10 Conference Championship with the win here this evening.
I think the most impressive thing about this evening is the not only the way that the Trojans hustled on defense, but the way that they played smart defense. There weren't a lot of fouls called here against the Trojans because they played tough, clean basketball. It's pretty telling when the other team only takes one free throw in the entire game, and you can look at the game and honestly say that, you know, that was probably pretty fair. There weren't situations where you thought there should be foul calls. They just made tough shots happen, and Creston wasn't getting looks, and they weren't knocking down shots, and that's what helped Atlantic win the game here tonight. And now they'll get to raise that trophy as number one super fan brings it over to him. Richie Anderson will hand the trophy to him, and the guys get to celebrate a little bit here tonight. But of course, you don't want to put that behind you pretty quick too, because you got the postseason here right around the corner now, as the Trojans will turn around and play another game here at home against ADM here in the postseason.
Yeah, Commissioner Richie gets to present the trophy here tonight. That worked out real well for him, didn't it?
It did. I'm sure he's going to love that. Well, we'll take a look here at the final numbers here for you here for the two teams. Leading the way tonight scoring-wise was Sam Markham here for Atlantic, as he finished with 14 points here in the contest, 12 points for Dalton Franken, 9 for Chad Christensen, 7 tonight for Harrison Hoig, and 5 tonight for Stuart Hoig. So all the starting five getting into the act there in the score sheet. They were 7-12 from the free throw line here by the end of the ball game, and they ended up turning the ball over here tonight 13 times here for Atlantic. Creston turned the ball over as well 10 times here in the contest. So let's see, numbers there on that side. For Creston, they were led tonight by a couple of players with 9 points. That was Trey Thompson and Ryan Cook. 6 points tonight for Briar Evans, 5 points for Colby Taylor, and also 4 chipped in by Caleb Thompson, 3 for Cole Thompson, and very telling as well, just 2 for Luke Neitzel. Sam Markham did a masterful job on the defensive end against Neitzel here tonight, making things very difficult for him, and the Trojans work hard here to get the victory here tonight. 47-38 is your final score here as the Trojans win this one, and now turn their attention to, I guess, what's important, trying to move on here in the postseason.
Well, of course, one more regular season game left on the road Tuesday night at Abraham Lincoln, a game that they would be favored to win, but good effort tonight by the Trojans, and you're never going to see a basketball game where you agree with every official's call. Everybody sees things a little bit differently. But I thought the officials did a pretty good job tonight on balance. Now, some Creston fans may disagree with us because of the free throw discrepancy tonight. They got one free throw attempt on the evening. So, you know, on that, they might be a little bit concerned that, gee whiz, where were our free throw opportunities? But this was a hard-fought game. It was a very physical game, not just inside. When you think physical in basketball, you're thinking big guys pounding each other for position inside. Everything was contested outside, too. There were a lot of muscles flexed everywhere on defense. And, you know, those are tough games to officiate. Those aren't the easiest things, and try to make them balance out at the end of the night. But I thought the officials did a pretty good job of managing what they knew was going to be a physical contest.
Yeah, they did a great job here tonight, and kind of got to see a really good, clean basketball game. Just a lot of good hustle plays out there, and I think you definitely got to see what you like to see here in a high school basketball contest here tonight. And the Trojans able to fight hard and pick up the win, as Jim mentioned, that one more regular season game. They'll take on Abraham Lincoln on the road in a non-conference contest to wrap up the regular season, and then they'll get to take on ADM after that to start the postseason as well. We'll have more high school basketball coming your way here tomorrow night, as we'll have the Atlantic Trojans, as they'll be on the road to start the postseason. They'll be down in Shenandoah for a 3A regional contest. That gets underway at 7 o'clock tomorrow night with a tip-off. We'll be on the air at 6:50 to bring you that broadcast here later on tomorrow night. Also a full day for you as well, because we'll have college basketball here in the afternoon, and we'll have the Iowa Hawkeyes taking on the Northwestern Wildcats. That'll be a 2:30 pregame start time, and 3:30 will be the tip-off for that one coming up tomorrow. After that wraps up, we'll sneak in This Is Your Nishna Valley for you at 6:15, and then at 6:50 we'll be on the air with that 3A regional game between the Atlantic Trojans and the Shenandoah Phillies coming up here for you tomorrow night. So a big win here tonight for the Trojans. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be hearing here in just a little bit from Sam Markham, one of the stars here tonight for the Trojans. So we'll have a little bit more coverage for you here tonight. Be back in just a minute. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association.
Country Tire in Atlantic. Stop by today and see how good the guys will take care of your car or farm equipment needs. That's Country Tire in Atlantic. El Rancho Grande in Atlantic, the best Mexican food in town. Come enjoy your favorite Mexican or American food with family and friends in a relaxed atmosphere. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, enjoy their drink specials. That's El Rancho Grande, 500 West 7th Street in Atlantic. And Ultimate Lawn and Power in Atlantic, offering a great selection of lawnmowers and outdoor power equipment. They also offer rental equipment, including backhoes, skid loaders, excavators, and more. Visit Ultimate Lawn and Power at 1309 Southwest 7th Street in Atlantic today.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School as we're continuing on with our post-game coverage here tonight. Atlantic wins this one 47-38 here over the Creston Panthers, and they come away with that Hawkeye 10 conference championship crown and come away again win the first game out. Actually ended up scoring the same amount of points as that first time around. It was a 47-40 win the first time, 47-38 here this time, so a very similar finish here to the contest. And now we're going to hear from Sam Markham here in just a moment. I'll turn things over here to Jim Field. He'll get to talk with the leader here tonight, Markham, finishing the evening here with 14 points.
Yeah, you bet. Nice effort here this evening, and wanted to have a chance to kind of visit a little bit here tonight. And Sam, the leading scorer for the Trojans tonight with 14 points. But you also had the tough assignment on defense tonight. Luke Neitzel is not only a quick, good athlete, but a very strong athlete, too. You guys look like you were having a pretty good tussle out there.
Yeah, Luke's a great athlete. You know, he's their quarterback. He was kind of the nucleus of their football team. He just has that will to win, and he's a great athlete. So you know you're always going to get a good effort out of him. And, you know, I just tried to stay in front of him. Coach Blazek said if I stay in front of him and make him shoot, tough shots, it's going to be a tough night for him, and I just tried to do my best with that, and my teammates really helped me out a lot. He's pretty quick, and I can't give them enough credit with helping me out with that assignment.
Sam, can you kind of talk about the game a little bit tonight? Did the game play out the way you guys imagined it would?
Yeah, we knew it was going to be a tough battle. You know, it was going to be back and forth. It wasn't going to be a 20-point blowout. Although we did miss a lot of layups, and Coach Blazek kind of said in the locker room, maybe we could have had if some of those would have fallen, it could have been a little more of a easy victory. But these guys are all great athletes, and we're always gonna we're planning on seeing them again. And it's gonna be another tough game. We just have to keep getting better and start to play our best basketball right now.
And you allude to some of those missed opportunities early on in the basketball game. We kind of credited some of that to just a little bit too much adrenaline early on, people going maybe a little too hard to the basket. But, probably missed 5, 6, 7 opportunities within 3 feet early in the ball game. So I guess you just decided, if we're not going to make those, we might as well just dunk. We're 1-for-1 tonight in dunks, right?
Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to go for another layup, that was for sure. If I couldn't make a dunk, I don't know what was going wrong. But, we kind of came out in the second half, hit a couple shots, got our confidence going. And I think when we shoot the ball well and we play good defense, we're a pretty tough team.
How about the crowd tonight? Pretty good for you.
It was. It was really nice. You know, we fed off their energy right at the beginning. And, and at the end, they were amazing throughout. And it was a great support by the community.
Back-to-back Hawkeye 10 Conference champions. That's a nice way to finish up a senior season, isn't it?
It is, and hopefully it's not done. Like I've said before, we have to start playing our best basketball right now. We plan on seeing them again. And, hopefully we have 7 more of these, like Coach Blazek said, in the locker room.
Nice job tonight. Congratulations, and best of luck down the road.
Thank you very much, Mr. Field.
You bet. Thanks for coming by. Sam Markham, one of the senior leaders for the Atlantic Trojans. As the two teams struggled a bit, but a lot of that due to some good hard defensive pressure here this evening, and the Trojans win it by a final of 47-38. Nice effort overall here by Atlantic, and as you said, now time to move on a little bit. Oh, you get to put on those sweaty headsets again, don't you?
Yeah, I guess if I was a super fan, I'd be ecstatic about that, but I am. Well, all right, take one for the team.
You bet. Again, nice win here for the Trojans tonight. And you already alluded to, we got more basketball tomorrow night.
Yeah, well, they'll be down in Shenandoah for that 3A regional contest as Atlantic takes on Shenandoah in postseason play for the girls as they'll try to continue on their season. 7 o'clock will be the tip time. We'll be on the air at 6:50 for you coming up here tomorrow night for that one here on KJN. Once again, remember, Hawkeye basketball in the afternoon, 2:30 pregame as they take on Northwestern at home, and then we'll have This Is Your Nishnevalley Valley at 6:15, and we'll get our broadcast for the high school basketball game underway at 6:50 tomorrow night. Fun game here tonight. Great atmosphere here at Atlantic High School, and Trojans pick up the victory here tonight. Win a Hawkeye 10 conference championship. 47-38, the final score here tonight. Atlantic beats Creston in boys high school play. Going to wrap up our broadcast here tonight. For Jim Field, I'm Chris Parks. Good night from Atlantic High School.